Calligraphy Podcast, a place where you get to listen to spirit-filled messages and inspirational teachings that will shape and transform your life into the similitude of the divine God, designing a divine world through the eternal message of Christ and His Spirit. Right here on Calligraphy, sign in and get transformed.
Welcome to Calligraphy Concepts, or how should I even put it? Yeah, the first episode of Calligraphy Podcast. Wow. I'm so much enthused about this. Now, from the name Calligraphy, you can even understand that this is all about art. So relax and let us paint your life. Let us carve your life with the word of God. The podcast is going to have several sections, actually. I'm sure. I think we are going to cover parts that not only talk about the word of God, but also going to shape your life in that direction. Yeah. So just relax for now. Just relax. This is just the beginning. But this is just the beginning. Just the beginning. Oh, that just reminds me of something. There are two things that confuse a lot of people in the Bible. Beginning and end. How do we know that there was a beginning? How do we know that there is an end? Or what will the end be like? Well, everything you have to know is already in the Bible, actually. Everything you have to know is already in the Bible. Now, there are so many people that believe in Big Bang Theory. I'm not here to disapprove Big Bang Theory. Actually, the movie called Big Bang Theory is my favorite, but I don't follow their concept. I know and I believe in the Bible, because if you read the things that are happening upon the earth and you compare it to the writings in the Bible, you come to the knowledge that the Bible is ultimate. So you believe every single thing that is written in the Bible. So now I want us to consider this thing, okay? The beginning, the end. The beginning, the end. Now, for the beginning, so far, I think a lot of people are so conversant with the beginning, because the Bible has stated a lot of things that has happened in the beginning, but they are confused about what will happen in the end. They are so much confused about what will happen in the end, because we've not received a lot of teaching. We've not received a lot of teaching concerning the end, or the teachings that we've received concerning the end are frightening. They are so much frightening. But one thing I want you to understand is that the Bible says in Isaiah 46, verse 10, that declaring the end from the beginning, or the Bible, let me just paraphrase that, okay, says that the end is known from the beginning. So the first statement in the Bible, in the beginning, has actually spoken to us about what will happen in the end. So when we finish reading Genesis 1, by the end of the chapter 1, you have to understand that the beginning and the end are not different. The beginning is the end, and whatever happened in the beginning, whatever glorious thing that happened in the beginning, is the same thing that is going to happen at the end. So you shouldn't fret the end. You shouldn't fear the end. Throughout this podcast, I'm sure we are going to learn a lot of things concerning the end. We're going to break down some walls that have been built concerning the end that is making you so scared of the end. Oh, Charlie, the end is glorious. So relax. Let us take you through this session. You're going to enjoy it, actually. Okay, so let us start. That was just a quick introduction, you see. So there is one thing that you have to know about the universe and how it works, okay? God created everything as a cycle, or usually, let me see, a circle. So this very moment, begin to imagine a circle. Just imagine a circle. Now, in his original plan, in God's original plan, he made sure that the end of a thing is the beginning of a new thing. That's what you read in Isaiah 46 verse 10, that the end is determined from the beginning. So the very moment we know what the beginning is like and how things happen in the beginning, we have a fair idea of what is going to happen in the end. You understand what I mean, right? So imagine yourself taking a compass right now and drawing a circle. Now, for a compass, we know that there is a point where the pencil is, and then there is that pin kind of thing that we place on the paper before we draw. Now, so consider yourself placing the pin over there and drawing a circle. Now, the compass should be stable, but it's not those kind of compasses that when you use them, then by the time you finish drawing the circle, it's not even joining. No, imagine a compass that is so fit and is able to draw a circle perfectly. Okay, so what you notice is that if you finish drawing the circle, wherever your pencil started from, it ends over there. This is the idea that God is bringing in the Bible in Isaiah 46 verse 10 through Isaiah, that the end is determined from the beginning. The end is determined from the beginning. Okay, you see, in the world, this is actually how the world is. Okay, the world works like a ruler where there are two ends. So where the beginning is, the beginning of the ruler is not the end of the ruler. You get me? There are two ends to that particular ruler. But in the spiritual realm, everything is a cycle. That's why people actually think that there is this thing called karma. So they tend to term that cycle karma. So they tell you that whatever goes around comes around. So whatever you do to your friend will be done to you. You get what I mean? Because everything is revolving. Now, the planets actually give us an idea of what happens in the spiritual realm. The planets give us an idea of what happens in the spiritual realm. God didn't create the planets so that you will just see that, yeah, these are just planets. You see, science teaches us that the planets are revolving around the sun. And they are rotating on their own axis. You see, they are revolving around the sun. So wherever they started from, they will go sun, then come back and end it over there. This is the same idea that God created for the spiritual realm. So whatever you see in the spiritual realm is like a cycle. So where there is the beginning, that beginning is also an end, and that end is also the beginning. So when you want to consider what will happen at the end, you have to understand what happened at the beginning. So this brings us back to the first statement that God make, or the first statement that is written in the Bible, the first phrase that is written in the Bible: in the beginning. The word beginning over there is actually the Hebrew word bereshit. But if you trace it to its Greek, you find that it is rohi. The two statements, or the two, the Greek and the Hebrew, they actually mean principal thing or the head. So we can actually read Genesis 1 like this: in the head God created the heavens and the earth, or in the principal, God created the heavens and the earth. Now, I want you to understand this from this point, okay? When Bible says that in the head, God created the heavens and the earth, you have to understand that it is not just the beginning as what we are thinking about. It's not just the beginning as what we are thinking about, but there is a particular personality in whom everything was created. So in the head, God created the heavens and the earth. Now, let us continue. The Bible says, the earth was without form and an empty waste, and darkness was upon the face of the great deep. So keep in mind that darkness was upon the face of the great deep. The Spirit of God was moving over the face of the waters, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. Now, God saw that the light was pleasant, and God separated the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and he called the darkness night. Now, In our normal day life, we understand that day is from, when we are talking about we are in the day, that is from 6 a.m. to probably 6 p.m. Then we pick night from 6 p.m. to probably, well, you can determine your night. Thank you very much. I love you too. So you understand what I'm meaning, but you have to understand that before time was created, light was created, day was created, night was created. But that which determines what is day and night wasn't created when day and night were created. So what was Bible talking about when he said he called the light day and the darkness night? Do you understand what I'm saying? He called the light day and the darkness night. Now, there is this popular saying that no night in Zion, meaning there is no night, or there is no darkness in Zion. There is only light in Zion. So Zion has a realm called light, or Zion is a realm of light, and darkness has nothing to do with that realm called light. So now you see, time The sun, the moon, and stars were created on the fourth day. So when God said, let there be light, he was creating a realm of light. A realm that is totally like that of Zion. A realm of light. You get what I mean? He created a realm called light, and then he separated darkness from it, where the darkness has nothing to do with that light. So right from creation, God placed man at a place or at a place we can now call Zion, a place of light, a realm of light. So when God said let there be light, he wasn't actually creating the sun, the moon, and the stars, or a physical light as you see, but it was creating a realm where he placed man into the realm, separated man from that realm. You get what I mean? So in the beginning, now this particular beginning over here, I told you that it means head, it means principal thing. So it means now we have to consider who the head is or who the beginning is. We have to understand, now that I'm saying that there was a realm that was created, a realm of light, this realm actually is a person. let me explain to you. This realm is actually a person. According to Colossians 1 verse 16, Bible says, for it was in him that all things were created in heaven and on earth, things seen and things unseen. So this is relating us back to the beginning. So when Bible said in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth, it was referring man back to a particular person called Christ, the Christ who is our light. So when God created man, he placed man in a realm of Christ. Guess what I mean? God placed man in a realm called Christ. How do we know this? Bible says in John 1 verse 3 to 4, all things were made and came into existence through him. So now we are saying that in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. So it means that the heavens and the earth were created in a personality. So when God said, let there be light, the light over there was referring to a realm that is speaking of that personality. So all things were made and came into existence through him. And without him was not even one thing made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. So when God said, let there be light, he was creating a particular realm that had life. And that was when he brought everything back to life. You see, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. So God created a realm of light, and that realm of light has life. That's what the Bible is saying. The realm of light has life, and it was as a result of this that is why man or creation was able to stand and face God. It was as a result of this life that God gave, or this life that came with the light realm. That's why man was able to live. That's why we have fishes, we have all these things that were created. This particular realm called light actually made way for life to be upon the earth and in the heavens. God created the heavens, God created the earth. Now there are three heavens, and to every world, let's not go there for now, we understand that when we continue. We understand that when we continue. So in the beginning, God created heavens and earth. And that beginning is talking about Christ. So he created a realm. God created a realm of Christ. And that realm of Christ, according to John 1 verse 4, is full of life. And then God placed man in life. So now you have to understand that when God placed man in the Garden of Eden, the man that he placed in the Garden of Eden was in a place of light and in a place of life. You understand what I mean, right? He was placed in a realm of light and a realm of life. Now, man made a mistake and man went to eat of a fruit. Now, when man ate of that fruit, man made a statement to God. Now, when they made that statement to God, they fell from the place of light to the place of darkness. That's why we call the earth now, or we call the creation now, fallen creation, because we've fallen from a place of light to a place of darkness. There are so many things I really want to say, but I think the time is almost up. So let me bring your minds back on some of the things that I said. I said the beginning over there in Genesis the Hebrew word is Bereshith. If you trace it into the Greek, it is Ruhi, and that means principal or head. So in the head, God created the heavens and the earth. Now we understand that the head that the Bible is talking about is actually a personality, because John 1 verse 3 says, all things were created in him, and nothing was made upon the earth without him. And according to Colossians 1 verse 15, we understand that all things that are seen, things that are unseen, were created in Christ Jesus. So when God said, let there be light, God was creating a realm of light, and that light, according to John 1 verse 4, is life. And as a result of the life that God gave to the earth, or as a result of the light realm that God created, things were able to have life. But man fell from the place called light to a place of darkness. That is separating. You see, that's what God did when he created when he finished creating on the first day. Light called day, darkness called night. No night in Zion. There is no night. Said, Jesus Christ is our light. Jesus Christ is our light. So when God created the light, what he did was that he created a realm of Christ, placed man in that realm of Christ, and told man to go and feed on Christ, to eternally live with Christ and enjoy the fullness of the glory. But man went to feed on a particular fruit that brought man out of the realm of light to the realm of darkness. We fell from the realm of light to the realm of darkness. That is why we call the earth, or the creation right now, fallen creation. Peace out. We'll continue. Stay tuned for the next episode. We love you all.